I went to WT Grants and I literally went to the divider and picked up 6 records and put them on the counter. It's just like, it was total immersion. And so that was kind of, you know, what led up with the, like, a smattering of King Crimson and Yes, but that's like kind of what led me up to being positioned for starting to listen to, you know, immediate precursors. So then, like, the next thing that really hits me is, like, I'm sitting in my room at night, and I was listening, like, when WLRS would play, like, a new album at, like, midnight or something. Mm-hmm. And so I was up painting, and so they play Horses. And I'm just like, whoa, oh, man. So it's a woman's voice. It's like, it just, like, hit me. Like, it was just, like, it was a perfect positioning of it being, like, you know, 1 a.m, and I'm alone in my house. You know, I mean, I had, like, the kind of the whole upstairs of this really kind of big house, and my, you know, being the only kid at home. My mom and dad, it was incredible. I mean, I essentially had, like, you know, a 1-bath, like, 4-room apartment from the age of, like, about, you know, when I was, like, 8 or something until I left home. It was just ridiculous. And, you know, 1 room was a dark room, and 1 room was, like, a music room, and 1 room was, like, my bedroom, and 1 room was an art room. I mean, and so it's, like, you know, so I had this, like, privilege. So here I am in my own apartment, and it's the middle of the night, and this record plays, and that was just, like, for everybody. I mean, it's a redundant thing. It's, like, just about anybody that started making music in 1977, 78, 79 had my experience, it seems. But, you know, okay, so, you know, beam me up. Here I am, too. So that really struck me. And really, in terms of hearing, like, what was going on in New York, and, like, I didn't really know about the Stooges then. I just hadn't dialed it in. And so, you know, when I got to art school, and there's this collective, and we would be painting, you know, me, Bruce Tony, a few other people would be on, Martin Rollins and Sarah Kemmerlain. We would all be upstairs, like, kind of painting together and listening to music. And it was, like, a lot of Bruce, like, bringing in, you know, records to play and stuff. And so I really got, you know, in that you know, couple of the year and the semester leading up to No Fun is when then I really got super educated about those sounds. I can remember listening to Blondie's first record. I can remember, you know, them bringing in a bunch of stuff, and that was just really awesome. You know, that's, like, really where I kind of, like, got out of mainstream, you know, sounds, and, you know, via Patty, and then into everything that was happening through those guys.
Okay. We should give last names to Bruce and Tony.
Bruce Witzup and Tony Panotti, Martin Rollins, you know.
Yeah.
They were all my painter buddies.
Okay, so how did you start, how did it come to be that you started playing music with Bruce and Tony?
Well, Tony and I, on breaks, we both had acoustic guitars, and we both had a real love of Neil Young. And so we would go sit out, like, in back by the sculpture studio in back of the building that where painting and drawing was, and we had just, like, we had a Neil Young songbook, and he's the first person that I sat down and played music with. I'd always played on my own to that point, and, you know, except, like, one time that my cousins and I just, like, jammed a little bit together, and you know, so Tony and I sat there and played through the Neil Young songbook, and I learned how to play with another human. And, you know, just rhythm, you know. And so then those guys, I just can't even at this point exactly remember how it happened. I know that Bruce and Tony and Skip Kepperman, who was a teacher at LSA, Little School of Art, I know that they were playing, and I think Dean Thomas involved at that time, too. I know there was something going on that they asked me to come play with them. So they had played together a few times at least. And so I was like so psyched to be asked to come, like, audition for their situation. And you know, being a space freak my whole life, you know, I kind of dressed up for the audition. I felt like I was dressing a combination of, you know, Patty on the cover of Horses meets, like, Mission Control in Houston, 1965, like a white shirt and a crisp white shirt and, you know, a tie. And this is how I show up to play. And so, and I honestly can't remember what guitar I played, which has bedeviled me, because there's early pictures I've seen on posters of me playing this thing that looks like a Gretsch, or like a Gretsch copy, and I have no memory of where this guitar came from. And I've in the last 3 weeks, I've asked both Tony, Skip, Rick LaTondra, I'm just like, what guitar am I playing? And nobody said it's mine, so, and I know I didn't own it. But anyway, I played that night with these guys, and at the end of the night, my hands were, I mean, my white shirt had blood on it. My hands were ripped up, and I was the happiest I'd ever been in my life. It's like, seriously. And it was pretty awesome. And so then I was just like in the band. So
when was this?
Oh, man. So